Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
App.
They work.
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
And Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire studio at 98.5 The Sports Hub. NFL season got underway last night with a dreadful game. Dreadful. I could tell you that locally in the ratings, the football game smashed the Red Sox still. Not that that's a big deal. The Red Sox season is dead. But people were watching the football game. People were watching it here. And
nationally, too.
Yeah, what did it do nationally? Do you have that?
It was up 14-15% from last year's game.
Oh, God.
Last year's game was the Eagles-Falcons.
What are we doing?
Football's king.
And I hung with that stupid game to the end, did you?
Oh, God, yeah.
The bitter end, like a moron. Like an idiot.
There were more penalties than points. There were more punts than points.
Like an idiot. I hung there until the end. I watched Aaron Rodgers' post-game interview on the field. I'm like, what am I doing?
You know why you hung in? Because you knew Trubisky was going to throw the pick. Winded down. I knew it. I don't know why.
You could have gone to bed after Mason Crosby kicked the field goal. You could have shut it off right then and there. Yeah. But no, we don't. We're stupid. We're all dumb.
Sucked right in again.
We're all a bunch of morons. Mitch Trubisky.
You know what that was right there? That was a Jim Murray special, just bad football. And Murray would sit there loving every minute of it. I can't wait till next year. So it would be next year, right, based on the Goff contract. Where Chicago will make him the type of paid quarterback that will put him in the Goff category.
No, they shouldn't. I'm not sure they will.
We joked with Burt Breer the other day. You know who the backup is? Chase Daniel. At some point, if this continues for another week or two, I'd go to Daniel. I would. At least that kid's got a presence, a feel for it. This kid's like, Tannehill, two hands on it. If I hear Chris Collinsworth talk about how, he worked on his footwork, his feet. He wanted to set his feet this year. He looked like he set his feet at all? Or did he look like, where's the back? I got to get the back the ball. Trubisky is as bad as it gets. And it's sad for Chicago. Because there are so many people, locally, nationally, pumping their tires. I say locally from the Chicago standpoint. Because my sister's there. And my brother-in-law. You know, them. They hear it all. They're talking Super Bowl. And Chicago. That's a good defense. And you're wasting it. And you're wasting good receivers. You've been on this too. This kid's the same as last year. And don't tell me the overreaction from week one. That's a home game. It's laid out for you. You're the opener. Do you think that defense for Green Bay is that good? They'll hold you to 3 points at home? Nagy, the magic man. I just sit here the other day and listen to our afternoon show, take the combination of Nagy and Trubisky over Tomlin and Roethlisberger. Good for you, Jim Murray, because you stood up to him. That's all.
We'll get to more of that coming up in Read and React. That's at 11:36. Oh, you have some predictions about the NFL season?
Sure do.
What do you got? Get some notes? Look at this! Hardy! Look, he's got notes!
Second time in a year.
No way.
What? What the hell is this?
This isn't happening.
Prep and notes?
Second time in a year. Yep.
That's what Zoe was thinking about yesterday. Antonio Brown coming to the Patriots and season predictions.
I'm going out guns a blazing, baby.
All right, let's hear it.
Going out where?
Well, no, this if this is going to be it for Brady, I want no. I'm not going anywhere. It's only here for life.
What? Wait,
that's twice.
He just has a bunch of team names written down in the names of the divisions.
And I have who's the winners are and who the wild card teams.
Oh, okay. All right, let's. And so
this is it for Brady. By the way,
you said if this is it for Brady,
if this is it for Brady, people are buying in year 20 and they're splitting. And the reason he wanted leverage because he may walk. Again, if Mitch Trubisky's going to get $30 million, what do you think someone's going to pay this guy?
50.
Give him 5.
Give him 50.
Give him 60.
And give him $1 million. Million, $100 yeah. million, trillion dollars. All right, what do you got?
Let's do NFC first.
Okay.
Because we're an AFC.
So you're giving us division winners?
Division winners in the NFC.
Okay.
Philadelphia will win the East. So I got Philly winning the East.
Should I write this down?
If you want, I have it written down here. I think I'll notes.
Okay.
Here, we'll post it. Yeah. Philly will win the East. The NFC North will be won by the team we watched last night play, not Chicago. Green Bay will win the North. The South will be won by New Orleans. New Orleans is better than they were last year, and they should have been in the Super Bowl. The West will be won by the Rams. Rams will repeat as division champs out West. Wild card teams, Vikings and Seattle. There's your two wild cards. So I have Philly, Green Bay, New Orleans, Rams winning the divisions with the Vikings and Seattle as the wild cards. Okay. AFC, Patriots, boom. East, we all understand that one. And if AFC North, Pittsburgh winning the North. The South will be won by the Jacksonville Jaguars in a rebound year. That defense is too damn good. Linebackers are too fast. Running backs are too good. Foles will manage the game. Rome will get his head out of his ass, and they will come back and play good football this year. Jacksonville will pound the ball and play physical, smart football. The West will be won by the Chargers. I'm picking the Chargers in an upset over Kansas City.
Chargers over the Chiefs.
Chiefs will get in as a wild card. Yep. The other wild card, the Houston Texans. I do not have Cleveland as a playoff team. I do not have Baltimore as a playoff team. And I still think it's you, meaning New England, Pittsburgh, and Kansas City. And Kansas City wound up playing in the divisional round.
Who do you have winning the NFC East again? Sorry.
The East, Eagles.
The Eagles.
Yeah.
Do you have the Cowboys getting in as a wild card?
No.
So you don't have them getting in?
No, because of the coach.
All right, got it. Okay, so the most interesting thing that still stands out there is that you don't have the Chiefs winning their division. Is that more about the Chargers or more about the Chiefs slipping up somehow?
Well, I just think the Chargers are headed in the right direction as far as their foundation, what they've been building. I like Rivers. I think Rivers is a really good regular season quarterback. If that makes any sense. Mahomes is, he's going to end up making $40, $50 million, right, based on how these contracts are going. I just think that once you get some film on them, that their defense took a little bit of a hit. And I know they made the trade, and they made the trade for Clark up in Seattle. I just don't think they're the same on defense, and I think some teams are going to pop them. You're the target now. Like, everybody likes to say New England's the target. You're the target. Everybody gives you your best. The Chiefs are the hot, new, sexy thing. So everybody will be ready for the Chiefs. And Mahomes is going to have a couple hiccups here and there, I think. Kid turns the ball over. He'll light you up. He'll score points. Commits those key turnovers, though. So there you go. That's just an early look-see.
Zoe's
pretty good about it. I did that last time. I was like, did that.
Division winners and wild card winners. Did you catch all of it, Hardy? You have it all there?
No, oh, yeah.
We don't need to do matchups and playoffs and all that because who the hell knows, but
you have a Super Bowl. You have a Super Bowl matchup?
I do. It's what it should have been last year.
Which is Patriots and Saints?
Patriots Saints.
Patriots.
Patriots Saints Super Bowl.
I thought you were going to go with the Peter King Fairness Super Bowl and the Chiefs and Saints.
The what?
Peter King wants the...
I don't care what he says.
Chiefs and Saints in the Super Bowl for the fairness Super Bowl.
You know, I get it's fair. Leave the business.
I get why you would say that about the Saints. He feels like the Saints were robbed. Why does he feel the Chiefs should have been in the Super Bowl? I don't understand.
Because they never got the ball in overtime.
Once you get the PSI right, Pete.
They converted 3 third-and-10s, right? So the defense couldn't stop 3rd-and-10 three times. But they deserved the ball.
Did D Ford line up onside? I'm just wondering. That would stick with me all offseason.
That would piss me off.
Chiefs
off. Right, yeah.
He wasn't even close.
Let's hope he doesn't do that this weekend for the 49ers.
Plus one. Plus one. 617-779-0985.
Can you find a different picture? My mouth open.
Of you?
Yeah.
Well, that's sort of your, like, you know, look.
I get a lot of things sent to me when I use that picture.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Offering you some corn on the cob.
Yeah. Hey, corn long way eater boy. Hey, have some of these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Antonio Brown to the Patriots. Zoe's in favor of it. He wants Antonio Brown to the Patriots.
Take him.
More on that story coming up after this and your calls. We got open lines. Grab one now.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
First, our introduction. Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Six 617-779-0985. Antonio Brown clearly has issues with the Raiders, and the Raiders are planning to be without Antonio Brown for the first week of the season. Planning to be without him. Going to play a game without him. Which means he might soon be out of the loop in Oakland. You know, there's a chance Mike Mayock tries to trade him. There's a chance Mike Mayock tries to void his contract. There's a chance that Mike Mayock is convinced by John Gruden to keep Antonio Brown.
Right.
It's the definition of an uncertain situation with Antonio Brown. But with Antonio Brown being a star wide receiver and a star player, and Antonio Brown having been rumored to be on the Patriots' radar when he was leaving Pittsburgh, rumored, it naturally brings up the, would you want Antonio Brown to come to the Patriots? Would you want the Patriots to be in on Antonio Brown? There's also a natural connection because the Patriots and Raiders have done deals before, and Mike Mayock and Bill Belichick are close friends. There's that element as well.
He's not a 24-year-old malcontent. He's got, been in the league, and this is like where Bill would strike. You know, strike while the value is down, while it's low. Where am I in on him at 14, 15 per? Nah. At 7? Sure. Yeah. I mean, would you want a malcontent like that in your locker room? That answer's obvious. No. But, I mean, you need to iron some bleep out before he even steps foot in that building. But do you want to win? Have you done things before because all you want to do is win? If you look at it and say, well,
and how
we can only run the ball and we don't know what we're going to get out of it. Do you really trust Josh Gordon? Do you really know Demaryius is going to hang in there for 16 games?
How about this? How many, not just Super Bowls, how much winning did you do with a wide receiver of that ilk? Okay? Not saying caliber. I'm just saying because I can only think of one that approaches
18-0. Went right. 18-0 one year with it.
Right, right.
I'll say this.
He'll get you there.
They didn't lose that Super Bowl because they had Randy Moss. In fact, they put themselves in a position to win that Super Bowl because they had Randy Moss. Randy Moss was the guy catching the final touchdown that we thought was the winning touchdown
that Super Bowl. And I think believe that the team is, quote unquote, better without Randy Moss. I think a talent like that, you know, goes far beyond whatever issues he may bring to the team, whether it's whether it's, you know, through what he is in the locker room or whether it's, you know, you don't force the ball to Randy Moss. You throw the ball to Randy Moss as often as you can because he's Randy Moss. I'm not saying Antonio Brown is him. I'm just saying the whole diva wide receiver thing, okay? The Patriots have managed to win without a diva wide receiver pretty much throughout this entire run except for the Randy Moss years.
They went to a Super Bowl with Ocho Cinco standing there staring off the sideline, talking about it looks like I'm watching a video game and never getting involved.
It's not
Bill has looked for this
guy. It is not a piece that they have needed.
No. So the narrative that do you want to win? Yes. Just like they've won most of the time without a receiver like Antonio Brown.
Well, they've done it six times without a guy like Antonio Brown. I think they can figure it out.
Yes. And not to say they didn't do a ton of winning with Randy Moss. They did. But people want to automatically dismiss that because they didn't win the Super Bowl. I get it. And it means something. I'm saying it would be nice to have him, but they don't need him. And when I say have him, I mean his talents. Everything else that he brings to the table, first and foremost being, I'm not sure that he wants to play football. Let me back that up. He doesn't want to play football. Makes me say no. No thank you on Antonio Brown. For the sheer reason that I don't think he wants to play.
See, I'm watching him run these routes before he takes the ball and fires it against the fence and he punts another one and says, punch the guy in the face, this and that. And the guy explodes off the ball. I don't know if I'm with you where he doesn't want to play football. I think he's having fun with that. I think he wants to play
games. It doesn't seem like he's having fun.
I think he wants to play games.
No, I think...
You know what I mean? Not games between you and me, but I want to play on Sundays.
So we went through this yesterday. Yeah, he knows by
now... He's Allen Iverson.
It doesn't work like that.
Right.
Maybe. Further on in your career.
Maybe
you get to the point where you're at a Rob Gronkowski level and they tried to convince him you only have to be here to practice 2 days a week and you don't have to do training camp and preseason camp. But Antonio Brown isn't there. You still need to show up. You got to be in the building. You got to be at meetings. You got to be engaged. He doesn't want to do all the other stuff. 90% of what football is takes place other than those four quarters on Sundays.
Right.
And if he doesn't want to do that 90%, then he doesn't want to play football. He doesn't want to.
I like the beginning of Greg Bedard's story on Boston Sports Journal, where he makes the case that the Patriots should be going after Antonio Brown, but he lays out in the beginning all the reasons why they shouldn't. That's the part of the story I like.
Well, you can't read the
part that's also free, free and available for everyone.
He may make good points as to why you can keep
it. Yeah, it's the part where you don't have to log in.
Damn you, Greg.
It says the Patriots should not be in the business of acquiring malcontents and headaches from around the league. They're too good, have accomplished too much, and have too much of a good thing going with this group. Three straight Super Bowl appearances, three titles in 5 years. Bill Belichick has proven over the years he's a threat to win it all with just about any roster that his GM alter ego serves up to him. The 2011 Patriots told us that much. The Patriots didn't need Josh Gordon last season. They don't need his unreliability this year. Albert Haynesworth was a disaster. Aqib Talib didn't help them win a Super Bowl. Neither did Randy Moss. Yep. So it would make sense for them to pass on Antonio Brown if he's released by the Raiders after threatening the general manager and going AWOL. The Patriots don't need that type to win a Super Bowl. They haven't won a Super Bowl recently with that type. And then he goes on to tell you, but here's why they should get Brown. Nope, I'm out. That's where I check out. They don't need this guy. Don't bring that kind of crazy.
So you don't need it. You don't have Gronkowski, obviously, for now. You don't have a tight end for the first 4 weeks. You don't have Kendricks week one. You don't have Watson for four games. What if you got some iffy stuff on Edelman, meaning medical? I'm not saying that's the case. I'm just trying to just play along here. What if you're nervous about Edelman? Edelman is your entire offense. You lose Edelman, you're porked.
If we're going to play this game where we get to the hypotheticals, are they trading for Antonio Brown and giving something up to get him?
Probably.
Okay, then make a trade for somebody else. If you're going to go on trade and you're going to trade for a receiver, then you can trade. Make a trade with somebody else.
Yeah, we did this for
somebody else.
We did this Golden Tate dance before they went and got Josh Gordon.
Oh, you're the guy who told us Golden Tate. You're the guy who started the Golden Tate rumor.
I know. That's what I was told.
So don't start telling us about Golden Tate.
That's what I was told. This is Golden Tate or better.
Were you told anything on Antonio Brown?
No. No, I was absolutely
wrong. And Zoe told us yesterday.
I'm not
No matter
story
what
here.
You tell him, nope, he nope, will report nope. it. He has
True.
No filter.
Clint Eastwood's dead.
I'd almost ruined my day the other day. I'm thinking, right turn, Clyde.
You went with it immediately.
Scrapped the Cadillac, Clyde.
In case you don't follow Zoe on Twitter, he was talking. He's like, damn, RIP. I loved Clint Eastwood.
Right turn, Clyde.
The good news is Clint Eastwood's still alive.
Who told you he was dead?
It was trending on Twitter. Like, he followed him. Oh my God! You start saying multiple posts that it was. Yeah, it was.
I think there were. Like I couldn't even find it. Yeah,
and it was all. It. And they were all Spanish.
Yeah, you're right.
Buenos noches.
Zoe's big.
Arrivederci.
Zoe's big into Spanish Twitter.
Right.
Adios, Clint.
Right there, glad I love you, dude.
Adieu.
Dirty Harry, awesome.
I like the one. What was the one where he...
Se habla, get off my lawn in Espanol.
What was the one in he fought the guy in Idaho with one arm? Remember that? The guy had the mustache, and he broke his arm, but he still fought him. It was in one of them ski resorts, and they all flew in on their planes. It was one of the any which way but looser you can.
Any which way you can?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Remember in the Philo Beto?
Of course.
What was that? What was it? The Black Angel, the Black Widows.
Como se dice?
Yeah.
Feel lucky, punk?
Apparently, old lady, Ma came out yelling at her, taking that stupid monkey out of here. Get that monkey out of my room. He smells. I love that movie. Oh, my God. Harry Ape. They don't make him like
back
that
to anymore. The point, though. If there were anything to Antonio Brown to the Patriots beyond just what you thought about, you would have no problem talking about it.
No, he'd tell you.
Yeah,
Zoe, no filter. He'll tell you.
If I get it, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
I have not got that.
He'll tell us.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who it came from. Doesn't matter if it's true. Doesn't matter if he thinks he's being lied to. He'll tell you. Even if he thinks it's bull crap.
People should just tweet at Zoe stuff.
No. It's got to come from someone legit. Can't just come from anybody.
Yeah, like Twitter.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Spanish Twitter.
Don't believe everything
it's far more believable when it's in Spanish.
I tweeted real quick after. Thank God.
Thank God. Thank God.
He's alive.
He has risen. Oh, man. Wow. Let's get to headlines coming up on the other side. Read and react. Our first official one for week one of the NFL season. It's coming your way.
We got a good one for you.
Next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand. It's time to read.
Is that going to make this more or less embarrassing?
No.
And react.
What if Morgan Freeman were Canadian?
Oh, okay. Canadian prison.
With Zolak and Bertrand. On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. I talked over it like an idiot. Stupid.
Okay.
Fire me now.
Sorry, I heard it again. It's 3 weeks.
Okay.
What's 3 weeks?
When that goes back into the rotation.
Cycles around again.
What do we got?
Me, do everyone.
Ready, boys?
I'm ready to go.
Read and react. Here we go.
Read.
Thursday Night Football, Packers over the Bears last night, 10-3. Chicago head coach Matt Nagy after the game had this to say.
Obviously unacceptable. Starts with me. So this just told the guys in there, this is not who we are. I was proud of our defense. I thought they played their ass off tonight. Offensively, not good enough. And we're going to fix it. We have a locker room of high character people. That's why we bring these guys in, because what they do is they don't point fingers. The defense doesn't point fingers and say the offense should have played better. That's not how we roll. I know what kind of guys we have. I'm looking forward to figuring out how we get better, and we're going to do that.
Yeah, give it seven weeks.
Isn't that what he just did?
Yeah.
He said that's not how what we do. We don't say our defense played well and then we point fingers. He just did that.
It's probably happened in a locker
room. I think our defense played their ass off, but our offense
sucked. They did.
Sucked.
Bing. This is where he's wrong. This is who they are. They have a great defense, and they have a crappy quarterback with decent talent around it.
There's a question here at the end.
As you get back to work this week, what's the top of your priority list?
Well, figure out how to score more points. 3 points is ridiculous.
There you go.
3 of 15 on third down last night.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
The offensive guru. Here you go. These hot head coaches that take gigs because, boy, they know how to score points.
By the way, the I'm sure we all saw on the broadcast last night the 1920s era clothing.
Horrendous.
For the 100th anniversary of the NFL. Al Michaels talked about it toward the end of the broadcast. He enjoyed it.
Coming up, Volkswagen postgame report. Michelle, star of the game. Liam McHugh wraps it up. Chris and I preview the Steelers-Patriots game right after the game. Partner, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get rid of these clothes right now. I mean, enough's enough here, right? Baby.
On a permanent basis.
Right. Well, we came on and, you know, we said, let's go back to the roaring 20s. Here we are.
I know why they're called roaring, because they're hot.
That doesn't make any sense, by the way, Chris.
Hot happening?
You know, Al Capone just called. He wants to visit the booth. I said, anytime after midnight.
Do you know who Al Michaels sounds like right there? Chris Berman, after he went up north of the border and went Al sounds like he had a couple nips.
He just sounded like he was bored watching an awful football game. I can't blame him.
The dog and pony show. And I credit the league for this. I thought they were going to F with the uniforms. Didn't you?
Oh, for the anniversary.
They came out in their classic. Yeah. Classic Chicago, classic Green Bay.
I liked how Al Michaels is just at a point where he doesn't care anymore. If he doesn't like his clothes, he's going to tell you, I'm tired of this.
There was a sound clip that got out over the air about it had to do with a finger, and Al gave it a little chuckle.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
I heard that one. There was also one point where there was the crowd was booing because Aaron Rodgers threw a ball away and the Chicago crowd wanted it to be called grounding.
Yeah.
And it was borderline. You know, was he out of the tackle box? Yeah. And I think it's Terry McCauley, right? Yeah. You see the guy, their ref guy who's, you know, it's borderline. They're going to give it to the quarterback. And Al Michael goes, yeah, and it's also Aaron Rodgers. So they're probably giving it to Aaron Rodgers. I wouldn't say that. And he goes, fine, well, I will.
Yeah.
Good pickup. Did you hear that?
He's like, fine, well, I will.
Like,
you did.
Hey, you don't want to say it. I will. Like, I'll state what everyone at home is thinking.
Right. If Jacoby Brissett does that on Sunday.
If it was Mitch Trubisky, maybe they think about throwing the flag.
Yeah, Ryan Tannehill always got that call.
His above the neck game is kind of exemplifies a guy that's probably been on his job for 20 years, you know?
React. So we do know.
So I texted his brother, Ed. I said, hey, is your brother ready to go Sunday
Tomlin.
Night?
Tomlin.
Yeah, Tomlin.
Oh, you're tight with
Ed Tomlin.
I play with his brother, Maryland.
In Maryland.
And he goes, all I know is my brother will not be taking a single snap Sunday night.
That came through in the text.
But they will hit Tom Brady.
That came through in the text.
Yeah.
That's how the text sounded?
No.
Does he talk like it?
No, he doesn't sound like his brother.
Tom must know if it was all caps.
No.
Sorry, I talked over you. I cut you off.
No, it's fine.
I interrupted you. I'm rude.
No.
So he said his brother's not taking a single snap.
My brother will not take a single snap Sunday night, but they will hit Tom Brady.
Ooh.
So, wow. Mm.
Right.
Colts play the Chargers in L.A. on Sunday. Just referenced that with, of course, Jacoby Brissett. Even after Andrew Luck's retirement.
Hello.
T.Y. Hilton, high on Indy.
Oh, we're going to be good. This is probably the best team I have ever been around. So, you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be great. You know, y'all should look forward to the show.
What do you want the guy to say?
What show?
I see this comment. It's getting blown up the last couple of days. What do you want him to say? It's not the best team I've played on.
You know what?
I think it's the second or third best team I've played on.
We're going to be 7-9. I don't have a problem with it.
This is a mediocre team I'm on. This is not as good as previous. Like, come on.
It's the best receiver on
the team. Cut the guy a break.
Act like it.
Start of the year. He's trying to get the guys around, rally the guys around him. I don't know. I don't have a problem with him saying that.
Of course not.
He's trying to keep a positive week one.
Carrots.
React.
All right, Browns host the Titans on Sunday. Odell Beckham has been dealing with an injured hip. He's got a hip injury?
Hip. Can't open his hip, so he can't explode.
All right, well, you talk to the media about it.
I mean, this is something I've never had to deal with. It's like an extremely fast car with like a little alignment or something up, you know, and it's like right in the center of what you need. Now, the car can still go, but it's dangerous, you know what I mean? So... it's just something that I've just been trying to figure out, in and out of rehab every single day. Never really dealt with anything like that.
Well, bad week of metaphors in the NFL.
If you have red paint, you paint the barn red.
Right. Yeah.
You know? That's what they say.
You got a new truck. Would you rather drive the new truck or would you rather drive your Durango? At some point, wheels are going to fall off the Durango if he kept it.
But he's saying he's got an extremely fast car. The alignment is a little bit off.
Now, the car could still go, but it's dangerous.
You think Roosevelt Colvin thought he could still run at the end? Probably mentally thought, I'm still fast.
But it's a Ferrari.
But my hip ain't right.
It's fast. It's just got a wobbly wheel.
Where's the danger? I don't get it.
The lug nuts are loose.
Squash.
Carrots.
All right, this is for T-Bone. College. Washington State plays Northern Colorado on Saturday.
What are we doing this for?
Well,
probably some weird over-under.
Since the opponent is Northern Colorado, head coach Mike Leach was asked about the
rate. Oh, this is why.
My man. Keep coaching, coach.
Wait a second. Northern Colorado is the opponent. So Mike Leach was asked about the raid on Area 51 planned for later this month.
Listen.
I don't understand this.
I don't think that'd be a good idea.
There's like a protest where people are going to go and storm Area 51.
My daughter wants to go.
But Area 51's in Nevada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is he being asked about this?
Because he's Mike Leach. He has opinions on everything.
Leach believes in the alien stuff.
No, I don't think that'd be a good idea, because then they just might test out the stuff they're testing on you to ensure that you don't get in there. You know, our government lately has shown some resistance to enforcing laws around this country to the detriment of its citizens. I suspect those wouldn't be laws that they chose not to enforce.
What is he talking
about? Oh, he's whacked. The guy's mental.
He's tapped. I like him.
All right.
Gotta be tapped a little bit.
Somebody had the wherewithal to ask, well, what do you think goes on at Area 51?
What I think goes on is I think that they test things there. Stuff that the military and the government's developing, I would imagine they test it there. Work with the prototypes and things like that there.
So far, I agree with him.
Probably, yeah.
If they have, found spacemen or any Roswell stuff, that'd probably be a pretty good play. That'd probably be where they would store it.
Okay.
I saw
spacemen.
The movie.
Okay.
You didn't see the movie?
I mean, is he wrong? If they did find spacemen, where would they store them?
There. Down low.
Not at the place that they call secret storage place for all our alien stuff. They'd probably bury it like under the
mountains of the
Chestnut Hill Mall, probably right in the middle of everything. You know, it'd be
right
there
under our nose.
Yeah, Filene's basement. That's where it would be.
Right.
You don't hide it in the place called Hiding Place. That's not where it is. Among Us, it's everywhere.
He's very thoughtful about the utilization of his eligibles.
React. That's it for Read and React.
I'm laughing at not only that clip, I'm laughing at what Jim just told me in my ear. We have new details on Antonio Brown and Mike Mayock's fight. We have details on what names Antonio Brown called Mike Mayock. This fight gets better and better. We'll tell you about it next. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
You don't know how you met me. You don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing,
follow me and it'll be all right.
I'll be the one. All right, it's finally hit me now. So we have our new Tuesday and Thursday intern, which we've nicknamed Brian.
Yeah.
And we have another guy that comes in on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays now that if Comcast Sports or NBC Sports Boston can put him up on the camera.
Like this guy a lot.
This guy stumped me. And I don't usually get stumped because normally I see it and like, bam, your name's Chuck. Your name's Flip. Your name's Flounder. Your name's Muffin Ass. Hardy nicknamed one guy Muffin Ass. I don't know what to name this guy. Just a worker. You know what he does look like, though, and it's starting to hit me? Looks like a member of Rascal Flatts. I don't know if we call him Rascal.
Well,
I mean, he looks like
he did his.
Looks like he's in a boy country.
Well, his name's Jimmy, so that won't be confusing to
anybody.
I don't
want you to say Jimmy because I think you're a kid when you say Jimmy. Because you say Jimmy with such zest.
He's still young.
No, he's not that young.
He's got real life experiences.
Well, and this is with his Coast Guard time and jumping into the water with the sharks.
Not a kid
swimming around. So Shark Boy would be a little too, I think, complimentary to him. Mm. How about Lava Girl? Can we call him Lava Girl instead of Shark Boy?
Maybe we can. Maybe our listeners can help us out with some names to the show.
It's awareness of where the camera is. He's looking right at the camera.
Look at the camera. See what I'm saying?
He's not afraid of it.
It's Rascal Flatish.
Not afraid of anything.
What's that song they sing? Life is a highway. You know,
I think they did cover that.
It's Tom Cochran, the original, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, they do it really well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure they do.
Was in a Disney.
They were here in this building a couple weeks ago. We weren't here.
Shut up. Right?
I was here that day.
They took over the whole building, right?
I guess.
Park outside.
Didn't see them. Don't
they were. Know. So they were here in this building.
Three tour buses.
They played in our kitchen.
That's awesome.
They played downstairs in the kitchen.
Sorry.
Anyway. Josina Anderson, ESPN. Reports that Antonio Brown called Raiders GM Mike Mayock a cracker.
Right.
During their altercation.
No, I like that. Uncle Cracker.
You can't do that.
What is a cracker?
He also called him a bitch as part of his tirade.
Oh.
He called him a cracker and a bitch, according to this tweet from Albert Breer.
This wouldn't happen here. It wouldn't be tolerated
and
here.
Apparently, Breer, it says, I heard and mentioned this on TNR. Yeah, he mentioned Breer. Bert was on with TNR this morning and mentioned the bitch part.
See, I could see Bert, like, after reading it, going, ah, you know, laughing to himself.
Yeah. But the new part is cracker. He called him a cracker.
Like, is that insulting? Yeah, right?
If you're Mike Mayock?
But like, do you think Mayock even knows what cracker is?
I don't know if he feels personally insulted or not. But I just can't imagine sitting there watching this play out, watching that go down.
Any other old-timey slurs that he threw his way?
Shut up, honky! Honky lips!
He called him a cracker. What?
Yeah, but I wouldn't be offended.
I wouldn't either.
Cracker.
Get out of my face, cheap suit!
What?
What did
you just call me? Cheap suit?
Dance, what? GM!
Okay, we got two stories that I also want to mention. We have breaking news we're going to get to here in 10 seconds, too, that just happened locally. There's also a contract that just got handed out in the NFL.
Oh, boy.
Tyreek Hill, who obviously is a bad guy.
You knew this was coming.
I have no problem saying that. That's my opinion. I think he's a bad guy.
I think he's scum. Yeah.
He was just punished with a new 3-year contract for $56 million from the Chiefs. Happy Friday to Tyreek Hill. I'm sorry.
Kittle, have a good day.
I'm sorry. Did I say punished? I meant to say rewarded with a giant new 3-year deal for $56 million because that is the NFL.
I can't wait. Yeah, we got a lot of plays for him. I can't wait to get him up and run. We'll welcome back with open arms. That's what the Chiefs said.
Yeah. Right? Well, yeah.
Okay. Now to the breaking news locally.
Yep.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, according to Kevin Paul DuPont, the Boston Globe, Jeremy Jacobs giving control of the Bruins to his 6 children. No press release issued at Bruins headquarters, but apparently, this is the quote from Jacobs, I've given it to my kids. They're paying me some of the proceeds that come out of this. It happened this year. This was done on the basis that the longevity is going to continue the hands of the Jacobs children and the next generation will have it. Hopefully, it will continue to be a successful franchise. So there you go.
Nice.
Transition from Jeremy Jacobs to his 6 children.
Jeremy Jacobs.
Sort of a hands-off ownership anyway, right? Like they let it run itself and they've done everything I think they've obviously paid over the years. There was the assumption that they don't pay. They pay. He's enjoyed a nice couple of years here. 1-1, couple, you know what, how many years now? 8 years ago?
So Jeremy Jacobs will turn 80 in January.
He wants to.
So he's 79 years old.
Yep. He wants to enjoy life a little.
And he's sort of.
It's not the forefront, right? Hey, he comes around when there's problems.
Yeah, I mean, Charlie Jacobs has sort of been heavily involved for years now.
Yeah.
And has served as the CEO.
And one of the daughters, so the six kids are Jerry Jr., Lou and Charlie, who we know Charlie Jacobs, and three daughters, Lisanne, Lynn, and Katie. According to Kevin Paul DuPont, that Charlie and one of the daughters, Lynn, are Boston area residents.
Okay. So this is about, you know, your actual ownership and shares in the team. This isn't about running the day-to-day.
I don't think so.
You know, Charlie is the CEO and the alternate governor in place of Jeremy. So I'm guessing that now takes, that's it. Jeremy is no longer the governor. It's now Charlie and that's it.
But
so,
big time major decisions like with the building, I'm sure they would bounce things off him.
Yeah. Well, will they do that anymore? That sounds like this is it. That's it. It's over. The Jeremy Jacobs is not the owner of the Bruins anymore. That's it. He's out. It's now passed on. It's passed on to the next generation.
He looks like an old version.
His owner, his time as owner is over.
Looks like an old version of Maz.
Jacobs bought the Bruins in 1975 for
$10 million.
$10 million.
Good investment.
Yeah, it's done well.
Good investment.
I assume it's worth a great deal more than that now.
Zoe's almost worth that, right?
Yeah, celebrity net worth
between 9 and 12, depending on which celebrity net worth website you want to believe the most. A lot of money.
617-779-0985. Let's get back to the Antonio Brown story and your calls on that. We got open lines. I know that some of you dropped off earlier when we went to
Boy,
Read and
tell
React.
You what,
but if you're on the line, you want to jump back on board, you could do it right now.
Boy, bitch cracker and then a double unfollow on Twitter.
Well, I don't know if he called him a bitch cracker. I think he called him a bitch.
I picture him saying cracker, then punting the ball and then saying bitch. That's how I picture it in my head.
I like to think
like
that
the
he
off comment at the end.
I like to think of him being called a cracker ass cracker and then bitch.
Cracker ass cracker.
Cracker ass cracker. Bitch.
It's like
in
that
order.
It's like that scene from 40-year-old Virgin where like he was cheating on his girlfriend and Andy kind
of. How about cracker bitch ass cracker?
Like no I say it.
And this is how you really get quite a bit now into one like 8-minute segment. Cracker bitch. Tyreek Hill gets a new contract, and the Bruins just changed ownership. Now we have headlines, and we're back at it in 90 seconds.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.